What's
What's up,
good, man?
man?
How are you?
Yeah, good. Really looking forward to coming over there and playing some shows.
Yeah, dude. I didn't even want to do an intro. I just want to chat with you. I wanted to,
Yeah,
dude. Let's start off by talking about Nigerian music. And I think there's a really rich, vast soundscape that's coming out of Nigeria at the moment that expands beyond what it's often classified as. And I was wondering for
absolutely.
you, like, how have you taken those roots throughout your journey as an artist?
I mean, I've always loved the, and you can see it more so now in the music that's coming out of Nigeria. It's like the it's so sure of itself. You know, it's not trying to be anything else. It's just so sure of what it is, and what it's trying to say. And you know, the people who have inspired me, and the reason I'm here, you know, people like Fela Kuti or Sunny Ade, those guys, they were so sure of themselves. They were so sure of what they, Asha, they're so sure of themselves, and they put that, you know, that hat on, you know, that hat of, you know, their Nigerian-ness and their African-ness in their music, and told their stories, you know, and I guess that's kind of. That's the thread that runs through the stuff that I'm doing. You know, that's the reason I'm here, and I feel so confident in myself and what I've got to say, because you know, the ones before me did the same thing, you know.
I'm a huge fan of the Caveman, man. I love that. Those guys.
Nami,
I know you have a
incredible,
similar
incredible.
love for that kind of. Their music is so, like, it's calming and it's ethereal, and it feels like a lot of the stuff that you're putting out as well. Can you highlight some other examples of some great contemporary music that's coming out of Nigeria that you're listening to?
Like I like a lot of what like Santi is doing. Santi is doing incredible. Odunsi, is doing incredible. Odumodu Black, like the rapper, is doing incredible. Rema is just completely decimating everything. It's crazy. It's like, it's beautiful to watch, like how, and everything sounds so authentic. Do you know what I mean? Nothing's trying to be anything. It's so, everything feels so real, you know. And these guys, like, you know, the cavemen, everyone sounds different and in their own pocket, you know. And that's the beauty of the names that I just mentioned. Everyone's doing their own thing. No one sounds like the other. Do you know what I mean? And that's a beautiful thing to me. So I definitely and there's a few other people. There's can't I can't think of straight off the top of my head, but there's a really good scene. Thames, what? Thames, you crazy?
Oh,
Thames, Irish Star. Like, it's great. It's a great time. It's a really good time for African music, Nigerian music in
yeah,
general.
that. The record you put out with Little Sims, Point and Kill, that, the video feels like kind of homage to a cultural homage to Nigeria.
Absolutely. And you know, like that record is, Sims is the goat, man. You know, someone I truly, 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 really and truly admire. Sorry, someone I really truly admire. And you know, the work, her work ethic, her as a person, and what she stands for, you know, it's inspiring to me. It's very inspiring to me, and you know, someone I love very dearly, and I'm glad we're able to make a record together, you know.
Yeah, it was such a, it was like one of the hottest records of last year, wasn't
Was crazy.
it?
You know, it's
It
funny.
went
Like,
crazy, man.
I didn't see that coming. She saw it. She saw it coming, because I remember she called me. She's like, "Oh yeah, this is gonna be the record. We're gonna put this out as the first single." And I was like, "Yeah, all right, cool, man. You just your song, do your thing." And then, because I wouldn't, because she sent me the record, her album, before it dropped, and I was like, "This is okay, cool. This is, yeah, Point of Kill is just one of the other songs. The album is so incredible." Like, I wasn't Point of Kill was not wouldn't was not my favorite on the record. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's a great song, don't get me wrong, but like, it wasn't my favorite on the record, you know. But she saw that. I didn't see it. And I say to my manager all the time, like, yo, like, she saw. I didn't. I had no clue. It was just a thing that we did. You know, it's a good song that we made. You know, but people seem to really love that one.
Well, man, I dug it, and it's funny because it was only you and Cleo who were like named features on that album.
Yeah. But that's like... I'm of the opinion that it is like that's if you're making an album or a record that's so personal to you, you don't need it's mostly your story. You're telling your story. It's about your world. I mean, you're bringing me into your world. I think that when things are feature heavy, it's like everyone, unless that's the point of the thing. But if a record is just like bang, 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 kind of loses me. It's like, why is it makes no sense. Like, what are you trying to tell me here? Like, what are you trying to do, you know? So the cuts that aren't, for me, the cuts that aren't, that haven't got features gives me a deeper understanding into what you're trying to say. Like, what are you trying to say, you know? So, you know, Sim's one of those people, she's got a lot to say, you know? She's someone who like me is very music, spiritually music orientated. You know what I mean? So yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. You know, even her latest album, No Thank You, like same shit. You know what I mean? It's like, we got so much to say, you know, you don't need to throw like a million people on a record to make it happen. You know? Cause it's coming from your heart. You've got so much, you got so much stories to tell, you and your identity to showcase, you know, and only you can really showcase that. Yeah.
You know? I thought I'd pull this wonderful album out to show you. You know, let's talk about your debut album, Some Nights I Dream of Doors, and the only feature that's on there is this wonderful woman.
I love her to death. Yeah. Yeah,
that's incredible. One of my favorite cuts on the album, Wrong For It.
Me too. That's one of my favorite people, you know. I love Nubia. I always love what she's done. I'm very grateful to know her. And I just knew when me and Bonnie were making that record, I just said to him, like, this Nubia, that's it. It's like and this is the thing about features, it's like, that's how if it makes sense, it just you don't just bring people in because they're people, you know. You just if that light bulb goes off and it just makes sense. Sometimes, you know, it might not make sense for them, but if it makes sense and it's able to happen, then it usually becomes a beautiful thing. So like when we made, literally the same day me and Bonnie made that song, I rang Nubia. I was like, yeah, I've got a record for you. And she's like, yeah, when do you need me? I can come down. She came down that weekend and she laid her thing down. It was very, very, very straightforward. It's very, you know, and yeah, it's one of my favorite things from one of my favorite people. And it added so much to the record. It did exactly what I needed it to do. And yeah, it's brilliant. I'm glad you brought that up, man, because now I can't stop talking about it. She's like, yeah, she's a god for sure.
Yeah, well, I find that interesting because, you know, I know you've often talked about when you're making music, just letting that, like you're a very spiritual person, I get, you know, and letting those emotions flow through you. Yeah, and guide you into saying certain things or using a certain tonality in your voice. And obviously bringing on like a saxophone, that's bringing a completely different element, an instrument.
Yeah,
I was wondering for you, like when you are in the studio, making a lot of these records, is there a process you go through pre or post that to help you get in that state to let yourself be as freely expressive as possible?
I mean, I try to write every day. Recently I've been playing the guitar, I've been learning how to play the guitar, which is brilliant because it opens up your mind so much and just lets kind of you're playing something, you're playing a little riff, and then because you're focusing on something else, your brain's open. You know, it's like when you're washing the dishes and you come up with your best ideas, that's how I feel with the guitar. It's like you're playing this thing and then your brain is kind of thinking of, you're starting to think of other things. And next thing you know, the idea is there, you know, or there's a, there's a feeling that you want to explore. You know, there's always something. So I try to write every day. So when I go into the studio, it's almost like you've taken stock of, you know, your feelings, right? So when you're making something and the feeling hits, it kind of, you already know what you want to talk. You already have an idea of what you're talking about, where it's going. Sometimes not so much. Sometimes you get the feeling in the studio. But a lot of the time I like to go in just having a wealth of information I can pull from. So that's why I write every day. And I try to take stock of my emotions and my feelings on situations, whatever they are, you know? So when it makes sense, it's there. I'm not trying to find it. It's already there. I've already put it down somewhere, you know? And it just kind of comes out. It feels like it comes out naturally, but it's almost like revising for an exam. You've read all the, so when the question's put in front, you don't know what the question is going to be. When the question's in front of you, you have the answer to it. That's how I see it, you know? So I'm always taking stock of, like I said, my feelings and my emotions and what I'm feeling or where I'm at, just in life in general. So when the situation presents itself, I have something to talk about, you know.
Have you always been that way? Like growing up, did you find music a bit of an outlet artistically? I mean, I know you studied like graphic design and you're always, you DJ, like, you know what I mean? It's like have all these different elements of artistic expression. I wonder, was writing music something that you always grappled to?
I've always been musical. I've always heard it, you know. I haven't always written. Writing ideas down is still, writing is a new thing for, it's not a new thing for me, but writing is, when I say I write every day, I don't write music every day. I take stock of stuff. So I'm writing, I'm just writing, you know, my emotions down, or, you know, how I feel about the day or the day before, like this or situation or that situation. I'm just writing things, you know, but music, I always hear it, you know, like a lot of the first album, those sounds, those melodies I wrote before I went into the studio, you know? So all of those things kind of just, they're always there hanging around somewhere, you know? I don't know where it comes from. I don't know what it is, but it's something that I'm very grateful to have an ear for, and something I hear constantly. I can kind of pluck it out. Go, okay, I'll take that one. I'll take this one. It's just always there, you know?
Yeah, well, new single, Just Cool, has just come out, man. You know, and I dig it. I dig this one. I think it's really great. Mm-hmm. How long has this been sitting around in your brain for? Is this something that was laid down quite recently, or is this a record you've been sitting on for a little while?
Recently, yeah, last year. I think we made that last year, end of last year, last year. So in the grand scheme of things, recent. It just came to me. I was on that sofa there, and it just came. Like, why the light? It just came. It just happened. And then I went to the studio the next day and we laid it down. It's very straightforward. That's how my brain works. Because things like, it's like I said, it's all, things are always floating around, man. You just need to be tapped into it, you know, and keep the signal and ready, and also collect it. You know, I think it's very important. I think a big part of being an artist is the bravery of picking an idea and then making it happen. I mean, so because everyone has ideas, everyone has moments of whatever, right? But it's like this, what separates the artist from the non-artist, someone that picks those ideas, and it's like, how do I bring this thing to life? How do I breathe life into this thing? And then does that. So that's how Just Cool came about. It literally just manifested itself to me on that sofa right there.
Yeah, I find that really interesting because I listened through your whole catalog and there's such a variety of sounds and rhythms and influence that I hear. Yeah. And I was wondering if there are certain musical styles or rhythms, or you pluck out certain sounds from, you know, your toolkit that you like to use throughout your music?
It changes. It really does change, because I think we're that we are who we are because of our taste and what we like. Like, we're informed by the things that we like, you know. So the variety of my music is informed by the music I listen to. I listen to so much stuff. It doesn't, like, I don't have any particular things that I like to listen to. It's a wide range of stuff. Just stuff. Like, I can be listening, watching an advert and the sound in it, or like the sound of my phone. So, like, things like are always, just ideas are constantly, everything's stimulating to me, you know, like, and so my music kind of mirrors that, because my taste is so wide. So it's so wide ranging. When I make stuff, I'm not thinking about making a particular kind of thing, because I've got this wealth of information already. I just kind of subconsciously I can find the thing in anything, you know, and it makes sense to me. I can make sense of a lot of things because you study the dictionary back to front. You have a wide, you know what words work where and how to, you know what I'm saying? So that's how it works for me with music. Cause my range is, I feel like my range of music that I listen to is so wide. Be it whether I'm passive or actively listening to a particular thing, subconsciously my brain kind of sucks it in, right? Whether I'm aware of it or not. But when I'm in the studio, when I'm making something, it can make sense to me. I can make sense of it within my own style, you know, in my own way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think you have a great home for that to live in when you come down to Melbourne. You're playing the Forum, which is like everyone's favorite venue over here. The sound system is like bloody great in that space. You're going to be playing there very soon, actually, Thursday, June 15th. Next week. Are you excited to come down? You're playing Sydney as well, which is exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to come down. I'm really, really excited to come down. It's going to be my first time in Australia, in Melbourne, in Sydney and Melbourne. You know what I mean? I can't wait. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's one of those places that I've wanted to visit for a long time. So to be coming over and playing some shows and playing some music to an audience that, you know, knows my stuff is crazy. It's crazy to me. Or doesn't know my stuff. Who knows? We'll find out. But yeah, it's exciting. It's very, very exciting. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Well, we appreciate you making the journey down. And, you know, we are very excited.
It is a journey.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a journey. I'm looking
forward. Let's roll the new single right now. Just Cool. Obong Jaya. Thank you so much for the chat. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Woo-hoo!
Thank you, Sam.
We'll wrap it there. Thank you both. Appreciate it. I know you're an early riser anyways.
Exactly, this is another, but you know,
it's all good, man. Yeah.
Nice one. Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, see you soon.
See you, man. Thanks for teaming up, Melody. Appreciate it.
All good. Thank you, Sam.
Bye.
You're done.
Well done.
You're gonna go back to the gym now.
Back to the gym, you know. Ha! No, I'm gonna tidy up, do some washing up, do some laundry, and then
I'm gonna read
my book.
Cute. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Obi, as like someone who's been on the other end in radio. Like, having someone take the time really means a lot to everyone, and it's only gonna pay you dividends later. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Good to see you. And
see you next week.
See you next week.
Oh, also, Sims sends you her love.
Okay, gang.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Bye.